A ghost town. That's what a tugboat pilot told USA Today the Mississippi River south of St. Louis looked like. The worst drought in 80 years has water levels at near historic lows, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is working to keep the navigation channel open by dredging and removing rocks from the bottom of the river. In a typical January, the Mississippi River carries nearly $3 billion in cargo, mostly coal, grain, crude oil. Closing the river would affect that and thousands of jobs. Tim Enos works for the barge company American Commercial Lines. He joins us from Cairo, Illinois, which is at the confluence of the Mississippi and Ohio rivers. And Tim, I'm looking at the map, and you are there along the Mississippi, south of St. Louis, above Memphis, sort of between these river cities. But when you look north, is the river a ghost town?
Yes, ma'am, it sure is, because of the restrictions going through there right now, put in place due to the low water. And the work that's going on as far as getting rid of the rock pinnacles in the Thebes area, yes, it pretty much looks like a ghost town, not the normal traffic patterns we normally see.
Right, that's Thebes, Illinois, all sorts of wonderful names out there. But what would it normally be like?
Well, typically you'd have your normal barge traffic up and down that particular stretch of the river, where you'd have, boats waiting, southbound boats and tows always have the right-of-way coming down the rivers. And normally you'd have a line of boats waiting to get up, to go north at certain spots. We call them hold-up points. But right now, with the exception of the boats that are holding up north and southbound, while they do work in the Thebes area during the day, that's the only traffic you see right now.
Yeah.
We were in St. Louis the other day, and it was, just the work boats, the harbor boats working up there. There was hardly any boats, and that's one of our busiest ports.
And what about the water? Is the drought something you can see, or is it just something that an experienced tugboat pilot would know? Can you actually see the lower level?
Oh, yes, ma'am. You sure can. And especially in the Thebes area, where you have typically a rocky bottom, which is what we're dealing with right now, you can see how far the waters come down. And then, and the experienced towboaters can see it because they've been driving on it for so long. You look at the bridge piers, for example, the columns that come down that hold up the bridge, and you can see where the water line typically is or normally is as to where it is now, and it's pretty significantly lower.
Well, what are you seeing the Army Corps of Engineers do?
Well, right now, the Army Corps of Engineers, along with contractors that they've hired, are busy dredging. They've got a dredge up there right now in the Thebes area, in Thebes, Illinois. And they've also got contractors out there kind of digging up the rock and the pinnacles. And then they've also done some explosive demolition to them as well. But right now they're pushing to get us to a 300-foot wide channel at a 9-foot depth. And that'll allow us to get 8-foot draft barges through.
Well, Illinois Senator Dick Durbin said this week that there's enough water to keep the Mississippi River open and that President Obama would consider any option to keep it open. Do you know what other options there are?
Well, releasing water from the Missouri and, us getting some significant rain events, I personally don't know of any other options. Somebody probably with a little more in the know would probably have a little bit more information for you. But we typically, around this time of year, rely on outputs from the Missouri and, water coming down from the upper Mississippi and the Illinois from snow melts and stuff like that.
Well, we've talked about this before when we've, had to talk about droughts along the Mississippi. And my understanding is that is what's being talked about, releasing water from the Missouri, but that sometimes bothers people, upriver.
That's correct. You've got the Missouri has a certain level that they, of course, have to keep, in the reservoirs up there. And because of the, it's an expanding problem because of the drought that we saw this last summer, it was significant. It's really had a drawdown on the waters. And, they're, on one hand, you can see where they're coming from as to wanting to maintain their water levels up there. But on the other hand, if the water continues to drop and we don't get any more rain events or snow melt or anything like that, then we're going to be in extremis. And eventually at some point, we're just not going to be able to push traffic through that area.
Well, and then what happens then? I mean, the Waterways Council, they lobby for shippers. They say 8,000 jobs would be affected. But what about shipping? I mean, what you are one of the shippers, so you're obviously interested in being a shipper, but what else would happen with all this grain and coal?
Well, you know, we'll have to find other ways to get it down to below Cairo, you know, maybe diverting it to a port on the Ohio or something like that. But the thing about it is, the good thing about the industry is we're working very, very closely with American Waterway Operators and the Waterways Council and trying to get them to, you know, lobby Senator Durbin and the Corps of Engineer and the Obama administration, and it's working. And I don't think it's going to get to a point where our hands are tied, but it's getting close.
Well, you know, we did a story about this back in August, and I'm just wondering, are shippers like yourself starting to think, you know, maybe there is a problem here. Maybe there's a long-term problem that may not be solved in time for you?
Well, that's always a chance that might happen. I mean, we always are looking ahead as that. As a matter of fact, we have been seeking assurances that all options to maintain our navigation without further restrictions on draft remain on the table. And with the long-range forecasts, the conditions showing water levels on the Mississippi dropping to historic lows, we have to plan, you know, far ahead. We can't plan. Well, we typically do that anyways, but we can't just take it for granted that we're going to get water. So we have to look at other ways to get this product down to our customers.
Is that kind of unsettling? You know, we're looking at all sorts of, you know, we had a major report about how the temperature has gone up one full degree, which is pretty earth-shaking in the science world. You've got your drought there. Is this unsettling?
Yeah, I would say that it does bother. It bother anybody. Personally, for myself, it does, you know. But we, like I said, we try to, I guess what I'm trying to say is we try to foresee things like that or plan for uncertainties and try to get around things like that. I mean, personally, as a whole, as a concerned individual, it sure does bother me that we've gone up one full degree.
Well, and the river has gone down. Tim Enos.
Correct.
Yeah, Tim Enos, who works for the barge company American Commercial Line, speaking to us from Cairo, Illinois, talking about the drought affecting places like Thebes. We want to remind people this is southern Illinois. It's known as Little Egypt with those beautifully named towns. Tim, thanks so much.
Sure thing.
And by the way, why do you call it Cairo instead of Cairo if you live in that area? Tell us at hereandnow.org. You can also weigh in on the gun law debate we talked about earlier. Here's a comment. Banning so-called assault rifles would be as effective as banning sports cars to reduce vehicular deaths. It would be far better to mandate more rigorous training for someone wanting to own a firearm or car, and improving screening so those that shouldn't have a firearm or car don't get them. Send us your thoughts at hereandnow.org. When we come back, yo tengo, yo la tengo. Here and now.